The pediatrician walked briskly into the examining room, grabbed the folder from the pocket on the door, and looked at the chart. Bea sat on the examining table in her underwear, her arms crossed over her body. "She's 4'4" and 93 pounds," the doctor read. Like all observations she'd made about Bee's health during the previous 7 years, this one was made matter-of-factly, almost breezily. But I knew what was coming. "I need to get some help with her weight," I said, preempting the inevitable reprobation. "I think it's time," the doctor agreed. This was a moment I'd dreaded. And now that it had arrived, my heart sank. I'd chided myself about Bee's eating in the months leading to this annual checkup. The pediatrician and I had discussed Bee's escalating weight at our annual appointments for half her life. A year earlier, at the pediatrician's urging, I'd acknowledged that the problem had gone too far, and I'd promised to deal with it. I'd tried. I'd failed miserably. In the intervening year, my little girl's height had increased normally while her weight had spiked a stunning 23 pounds. Bee's weight was now equivalent to someone my height, just under 5 feet 4 inches tall, weighing 175 pounds. Her blood pressure was 124 over 80, up from 100 over 68 a year before. There was something about seeing those numbers written into Bee's permanent health record that triggered something primal in me. My reaction was the same as if I'd been told Bee had a potentially fatal allergy or diabetes. Her weight pattern was no longer a simple parenting hurdle. It was a medical crisis. Something was threatening Bee's health, and I needed to protect her. I needed to figure out how to make the change happen. If I can look back through time and pinpoint the moment I sat up straight and buckled down, it was then. I knew that I couldn't let my own hang-ups, more on those later, my parenting shortcomings, plenty of those, my fears of screwing Bee up, always, my concern about other people's reactions, ingrained, hard to ignore, and the overwhelming difficulty of the task stand in the way of helping Bee become a happy, healthy child. I didn't want my daughter to suffer the health hazards, the emotional pain, the social stigma of being overweight. The buck had to stop there, even if Bee was only 7 years old. Bee was born an alert, happy, beautiful little girl. She was healthy and met every milestone of physical and intellectual development heralded in the baby books on or before schedule. My only disappointment when she was a baby was that she wasn't a bit chunkier. The first grandchild born to my parents was my niece, at that point the single fattest baby I'd ever seen. And she was scrumptious. Giant eyes with never-ending lashes, blinking languidly onto tumescent cheeks. Her sausage-link arms and gargantuan thighs were a total delight. We all wanted to bite her rotund belly, which no shirt seemed able to contain, and on which she rested her chubby hands with Buddha-like calm. Then she grew into a healthy weight child, and her infant deliciousness was just a cute little footnote. So I'll admit that, at first, I was the tiniest bit let down that Bee's limbs didn't wrinkle with excess adipose tissue and that her stomach was flat. Bee had barely been around a year when her brother David was born. They were pretty easy kids. Bee in particular had a maturity and easygoing nature that made my husband Jeff and me suspect we were getting off easy in the parenting department. She didn't cry much. She was a reliably good playdate. She talked in full sentences by age 2, could read books at age 3, and scored in the very top percentiles of every test we subjected her to for the purposes of kindergarten admission. At home, her unabashed goofiness often exhibited in improvised dances and high-volume singing, made her little brother laugh so hard he'd nearly choke. She was game for anything and would get excited about even mundane activities, such as drugstore shopping or pushing someone's baby in a stroller. Basically, she is a better child than I deserve, a fact my mother jokingly reminds me of constantly. I was quick to deflect any implication from other people that our parenting had much to do with any of our children's accomplishments. When someone asked what Jeff and I did to get B to sit quietly at a dinner table at age 2, or for David to learn how to send emails at age 3, I would assure them we hadn't done anything. They just came out this way, I'd say.